I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tomorrow marks 2 years since Russian troops invaded Ukraine, launching the deadliest war in Europe since World War II. Russia controls roughly a quarter of Ukraine today and plans to take even more territory in the coming months. Meanwhile, Ukraine struggles to recruit soldiers at home and help from abroad. Transworld Radio's Alanka Stevenson says,
"It's been 2 years in and people are just tired and a lot of times just feeling the fatigue and apathy and despair that there's no end in sight."
TWR has been broadcasting the hope of Christ on multiple channels since the war began. The team visits war-torn communities to talk with affected pastors and Christians, connecting Ukrainians across the airwaves. Please pray for their continued protection.
So a couple of days ago, there was a bomb that fell not too far from the office. Nobody was hurt or anything was damaged, but it is very close and it just reminds them of the dangerous times they live in.
And approximately 50 million people in the United States are addicted to some type of tobacco product. The Bible is clear that Christians aren't to let anything in the world master them, but some people have taken up smoking and can't let it go. Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says,
"We would consider nicotine addiction a mastery of our hearts, but Scripture says that God has some guardrails in our life designed to protect us for our good, for His glory. So when a Christian steps out of these guardrails, then we see sin enter. And at The Lighthouse, we really talk about those heart issues that are driving the sinful behavior."
The Lighthouse helps people in addiction apply biblical principles to their struggles. So if you or someone you know is struggling with any type of addiction, reach out for hope and help from God's Word. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.